Chapter 8, Mightier Than the Sword. 2 days later, the photographer came to take class pictures. The fifth grade picture would be taken last, right after lunch. That gave Nick and his secret agents plenty of time, and they whispered something into the ear of every fifth grader. All the individual pictures had been taken, and finally it was time for the group picture. Everyone was lined up on the auditorium stage. Everyone's hair looked great, and everyone was smiling. But when the photographer said, "Say cheese," no one did. Instead, every kid said, "Frindle," and they held up one for the camera to see. The photographer was out of film, so that shot was the only fifth grade group picture he took. Six of the fifth grade teachers were not pleased, and Mrs. Granger was furious. No one had really wanted to make the teachers mad. It was just fun. It also got all the kids in the school talking about the new word. And when people pick up a new word, they say it all the time. The kids at Lincoln Elementary School liked Nick's new word a lot, but not Mrs. Granger. The day after the class picture, she made an announcement to each of her classes, and she posted a notice on the main bulletin board by the office. Anyone who is heard using the word frindle instead of the word pen will stay after school and write this sentence 100 times. "I am writing this punishment with a pen. Mrs. Granger." But that just made everyone want to use Nick's new word even more. Staying after school with the lone Granger became a badge of honor. There were kids in her classroom every day after school. It went on like that for a couple of weeks. One day, near the end of seventh period, Mrs. Granger asked Nick to come talk to her after school. "This is not a detention, Nicholas. I just want to talk." Nick was excited. It was kind of like a conference during a war. One side waves a white flag and the generals come out to talk. "General Nicholas Allen." Nick liked the sound of that. He stuck his head in Mrs. Granger's doorway after school. "You wanted to talk with me?" "Yes, Nicholas. Please come in and sit down." When he was settled, she looked at him and said, "Don't you think this frindle business has gone far enough? It's just a disruption to the school, don't you think?" Nick swallowed hard, but he said, "I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just fun, and it really is just a word. It's not a bad word, just different. And besides, it's how words really change, isn't it?" "That's what you said." Mrs. Granger sighed. "It is how a word could be made up brand new, I suppose. But the word pen, should it really be replaced by that other word? The word pen has a long, rich history. It comes from the Latin word for feather, pinna. It started to become our word pen when quills made from feathers were some of the first writing tools ever made. It's a word that comes from somewhere. It makes sense, Nicholas." "But frindle makes just as much sense to me," said Nick. "And after all, didn't somebody just make up the word pinna, too?" That got a spark from Mrs. Granger's eyes, but all she said was, "Then you are not going to stop this?" And Nick looked right in her eyes and said, "Well, a bunch of my friends and I took an oath about using the word, and we have to keep our promise. And besides, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I like my word." Nick tried to look brave, like a good general should. "Very well, then. I thought it would end up this way." Mrs. Granger pulled a white, fat envelope from her desk drawer and held it up. "This is a letter I have written to you, Nicholas." Nick held out his hand, thinking she was going to give it to him, but she didn't. "I am not going to send it to you until all this is over. I want you to sign your name and put today's date across the back of the envelope. When you read it, whenever that may be, you will know it is the same letter and that I have not made any changes to it." "This is weird," Nick said to himself, but to Mrs. Granger he said, "Sure." And he signed his name in his best cursive and put the date under it. Then Mrs. Granger stood up abruptly and said, "That is it for today, Nicholas, and may the best word win." There was a frown on her face, but her eyes were very different, almost happy. And Nick was halfway down the hall before it hit him. She likes this war, and she wants to win real bad. Walking to school the next day, Pete had a great idea. How about we see if we can get every kid in the whole fifth grade to go up and ask Mrs. Granger, "Can I borrow a Frindle?"
"You mean Mrs. Granger, may I borrow a Frindle?" said Dave.
"Got to use good grammar. Don't want to upset dangerous Grangerous."
"Sounds good to me," said Nick. "She can't keep everyone after school, can she?"
Almost 80 kids stayed after school with Mrs. Granger that day. They filled her room and spilled out into the hallway. The principal had to stay late too, and they had to arrange 2 special late buses to get all the kids home. And the next day, all the fifth graders did it again, and so did a lot of other students, over 200 kids. Parents called to complain. The school bus drivers threatened to go on strike, and then the school board and the superintendent got involved. And about this time, the principal of Lincoln Elementary School paid a little visit to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Allen. She wanted to talk to them about their son, the one in fifth grade, the one named Nick.